I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. International travel warnings have been issued for Kenya following deadly rioting and tribal conflict in the wake of the presidential election. Words of Hope's Lita Young says they may have to postpone a study term involving ministry trainees at Words of Hope facilities in Lokochogio, a border town near southern Sudan. Aside from the disruption of their Kenya work, DeYoung says,
Kenya has been an island of stability and has been the staging area for much ministry into Somalia as well as into Sudan. So this current development is really causing a great deal of concern.
Next, it was 150 years ago this month that slaves were freed in the United States. However, there are still 27 million worldwide. Lorella Rouster of Every Child Ministry says funding helps, but money alone can't free them. They're offering a prayer guide. She says it's the first step to freedom, both physically and spiritually.
The hearts of slaves are often really responsive to the gospel, and we can win them if we pray for them, if we show them love and compassion by freeing them when we're able, and finally by sharing the gospel with them. So that's what this prayer guide is all about.
And a Jesus film team traveled to a harsh prison in an African country unnamed for security reasons. The warden initially refused to allow them in, but when the team suggested that Jesus could bring peace to his prison, he had a change of heart. Most of the inmates never heard the gospel. At the end of the film, though, many indicated a desire to trust Christ. The team also established a new life training center in the prison to disciple the new believers. Pray that their new faith takes root. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.